hidden treasures of the 119th Psalm. Oh, we get to talk about some really cool things, in my opinion, today, as we're on the 62nd verse of the 119th Psalm, which is actually the sixth verse in the Het section. And as we've talked about throughout this psalm, that if you lay sort of a template across these verses, since we're looking at eight verses in each letter, that we like to lay that Isaiah 7 anointings over these letters to see what, you know, to give us a little more insight into the letter and how we might apply these to our lives. So if we did that, then that sixth anointing of the Holy Spirit for Christ in this letter Het, which has to do with marriage and all, would be fear of the Lord. And so I think you'll see that in this verse pretty clearly. So this is the way the verse reads. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. So I hope you can see the fear of the Lord in that particular verse. Now, how it fits into marriage is also quite beautiful. And there's something that the Jews teach about this verse that I think is just absolutely cool, and this is what I was anxious to share with you, is that they say that King David rose at midnight because he had sort of a really cool harp, and this particular harp had really thin strings to it that were very sensitive to the wind. And so he had a place that he hung that harp in his room when he would go lay down at night, and that right at midnight when, you know, it actually from there, midnight is the middle of the night. the point in time the sun quits going down, you know, it's coming back up. At some point in time, the sun, you know, and it's so cool to think about that, you know, right at midnight, it's no longer getting darker, but it's now starting to get lighter. And as that happens, apparently in Jerusalem, according to what the Jews teach, the wind changes. And when that would happen, the wind would blow through these strings in King David's harp, and it would awaken him so that he would know that the sun is coming, and he would begin to sing praises. And they said because King David, that, you know, people would hear him singing at midnight, well, it would cause many people to begin to sing and praise God because they heard, well, if the king's doing it, I can do it. And so you don't know, people are watching your life all the time. They know what time you get up and what time you lay down, and they know, you know, are you actually serving God, and how can they see that? Well, you know, here King David is really doing this, and when you look at this verse in Hebrew that it says, I will, at midnight I will rise to give thanks, it actually is, I'm going to establish praise, is almost what it says. And so through him praising, and there's no doubt he did, you know, it established praise, and then he gives the reason, which has everything to do with the fear of the Lord, because of thy righteous judgments. And so, you know, it's really a neat opportunity we all have to establish praise because of something you've seen God do that was just amazingly right, even though you didn't see it at first, however that worked. And, I think about that in my own life. You may have heard that they said, Jesus said that you were supposed to forgive your brother 70 times or 70 times 7, however, you know, the idea being just keep forgiving him. Well, you know, this is something that I'm sure it works in a lot of people's lives, that I was in this ministry, or I still am in this ministry to this very day, and we had a gigantic blow up. I mean, it was huge, and it really was one of the founding people of the ministry, and he got really, really upset at a couple of us, and he tried to pick sides, and people fled the ministry. And he was really, really, really mad at me over some things that I didn't think were necessarily fair, but it didn't matter. He was really, really mad, and he was really, really offended at me, and he left the ministry. Well, we didn't leave, but, you know, those of us who stayed. And, of course, then I was in this situation where he just would not talk to me. No matter how many times I would reach out, you know, I'd send him emails, I'd try to call him, all that stuff. He's not talking to me. And so Jesus kept telling me, just keep at it. Don't bug him. But every once in a while, every couple, 3 months, reach out and try to you know, contact him and see if he'll go to lunch, see if he'll go to breakfast, you know, all these things. Pray that God's going to restore this relationship and keep forgiving, you know, because that's kind of where I was at. And I think this went on literally for 4 years, you know, that I just kept praying. I had lots of people praying and I kept reaching. And then one day, guess what happened? He said, yeah, let's go have breakfast. And then, yeah, we reconciled. And then, yeah, a lot of people got to see how right God is, right? And we could see where he was right. We could see where I was wrong, all those things. But it was really, really cool. But the point was, I want to establish praise. Like, I'm praising God because his judgments are right. And so that's the beauty of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? Because as we think of these things, he has these things under control. And if we trust him enough to actually behave, obey what it is he tells us to do, things work in amazing ways. And so today, on this verse, when we think about King David rising at midnight and establishing praise in so many different ways, and I know there's some wonderful worship leaders out there listening to this, and how cool is this, that we get a chance to establish praise, however we do that, whether that's through singing songs or through just telling, you know, what the Lord has done. And all those things, you know, we get a chance to rise at midnight with that very thought in mind. What's the first thought that was in King David's mind when he rose at midnight was, I need to praise God. What an example he set for all of Israel, really, and for all of us for all time. Thanks for listening, and I'm so appreciative of your study of God's Word. And by all means, if you want to have any questions, concerns, or want me to go back and cover something, just look my emails there in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. God bless.